Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married, Single, Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
So he found me in bed with another man.
I wish I had his imagination.
Hello.
I'll probably be in Manchester on the 14th of Jan. This is the 7th of Jan.
I have gone to the Trafford Centre and bought two air tags. One I've sewn into a scrunchie that I've put in one's hair.
Ooh, that's why I wanted them running and jumping, because that's free. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello and welcome back
to another episode
of Married, Single, Divorced.
Oh, we're trying a new intro.
I was about to be like, my name's Charlotte, this is Fern, and I've got my amazing co-host Larissa. But I don't know. Right. Give us a weekly catch up. What have you been up to?
I have tried my hand again at DIY. So obviously we had Plumber Disaster, if you haven't listened, episode 2. Spent a lot of money on a late night plumber when I got my toilet to explode trying to fix it. So I was just in the kitchen the other day, looked up, little brown watery patch on the ceiling.
Is it new?
Yeah. Oh. And I was like, oh,
beautiful.
No. Yeah, do you know when you're just like, no, I don't want that. No, thank you. So I went and looked at the bath upstairs because it is above the bathroom. And the bathroom's above it. And you know the seal around like the bathtub?
Know it well.
All like mouldy and a bit disgusting and clearly coming away. You can like pull parts of it off and like it pings back. And I was like, right. And
my
I know. Do you know when you're like, I've been trying to like spray bleach in it and like that demoldy stuff. Yeah. And it works a bit, but reality, it just needs to come off clearly.
Yeah.
Even just for the look of it. But now the fact that I've got a wet ceiling. So I was like, right, rang my mum. Is this a job that I should be attempting? She was like, yes, I've done it before. Just watch a YouTube video. Like, actually watch a video, figure out what to do. So I've done it. I've scraped it all off.
Did you have to go and buy the gun thing?
I had the gun, but not the sealant.
Right, okay.
I don't know why I have the gun. It was in the garage, probably not mine. Something my dad will have left. Went to B&Q, bought the good stuff, I think.
She's bougie.
You know, when, like, I went top shelf. It cost more. I mean, it was £8 for B&Q's version. Up here was, I don't know.
I've seen some hideous ones, like pink glittery ones.
Oh, really?
Oh, goodness. No, I just went white.
It could be part of me that would love that. I'm like, yeah, cool.
And I have scraped it off, hoovered it, cleaned it, done all the steps that it said to do. Resealed it. It's currently sat at home curing.
Oh.
Because apparently that takes like 24 hours and you want that done properly. With water in the bathtub, I've learned. Because otherwise, then when you put water in the bathtub, it will pull the seal down. So you have to like make the bath.
So clever.
Isn't it? I'm really impressed with myself. No idea if it's going to hold or work or if my ceiling's going to fall through, but
wow.
I tried.
I'm hoping for you it's worked out this one.
Me too.
Nice. Charlotte, what have you been up to?
Well, it's been a bit of an interesting time of year, isn't it? But this week, I have decided to do more things that give me joy. You know, find the joy in life.
Nice.
And I've decided, again, to try and find, like, a salsa that I really enjoy going to.
Yeah, I feel like you're struggling at the minute for, like, your regular where you're going to go.
Spot. I've, like, and I do love it loads. And I used to go every Wednesday. It wasn't always fabulous, but I always enjoyed going. And I knew one week had hit, you know, like, and it was good, but that's just not a thing anymore. So I've been really looking for a new place to go. So I tried out Penrith yesterday.
She said it to me on the phone. I'm like, is that like the Lake District? She was like, no, like Carlisle. I'm like, that's even further.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get there?
An hour and 40.
Oh, God.
Which, yeah, I think is a long way.
Really long way.
But talking to people there, they're like, yeah, it's taking me about an hour and a half. Yeah, it's taking me 2 hours. And I'm like, Whoa.
But I was saying to you, like, if that's the one thing that you go to, I think you say it's on every month.
Yeah.
So if you know you have a good time there and you love salsa and this is where you're going to get that fix, and you know, well, I only go once a month, I feel like driving an hour and a half to somewhere isn't that bad. If you want to go three times a week,
it's a lot.
Yeah. It's a bit much.
Yeah, like, I went on, I'd been out on the Saturday night dancing to one that I'm not a huge fan of.
Did you find joy there?
Not a lot of joy. Mm. So then I went to this one on the Sunday in Penrith thinking, I'll not know anyone there. No one will be there from last night. Rocked up in the same outfit, didn't I? I was like, oh, this is going to get awkward. Like, I'm going to have to take my jumper off because that's got a stain on it at this point. Like, I've got
so were the same people there?
Yeah, like that's how much people travel. Like people, and the guy that hosts it, I met him at a social down this way. That's how I knew about it. And he's always like, you should make the effort to come up to Penrith. I'm like, oh,
I feel like the answer here is you need to make a salsa thing happen.
That could be. I do think that sometimes, like, we just need a really good social in Manchester. But after our little lunch break, do I need to put any more on my plate?
You do not, Charlotte. I think you just need to find the place where you are happy to go to and go there. No more on your plate.
Not finding more on your plate. No. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. And then also, I've started my revision for my exam, which seems like a boring catch-up, but no, one that I just want to keep telling myself I'm doing, and things are going
in. Are you actually doing it?
Yeah. Okay. No, because I think I need to remind myself. Like, I think I need to keep being okay with the fact that I'm only doing 20 minutes at a time. Mm. And if I just remember, like, one methylation pathway today, that will be enough.
Yeah. Okay. A bit.
You know, so.
I like it.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, you. Larissa, hit us.
My house still has no roof.
Oh, no.
Had it very stern. I mean, let's hope that our builder doesn't listen to our podcast, because I had very stern words with him before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We were given a lot of promises. I felt very confident. Christmas has been and gone. The roof is still gone.
Because you were told you would have felt by Christmas.
Felt by Christmas.
Which is waterproof. Like,
yeah, water. It would be watertight by Christmas was the claim. And we still are not.
Disclaimer, it is not yet 2026 as of recording, but still, it is past Christmas.
Well past Christmas now. So watch this space. But that's just added a little simmering of stress along with the rest of the...
I mean, it's been fairly dry recently, at least.
Mm, hopefully,
so maybe the roof off has helped it dry out.
I'm hoping the wind has, you know, like, you know, when you see it's like a windy, dry day and you're like, perfect for drying the sheets, that one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like perfect
drying
for
walls.
Drying the walls and the carpets and the floorboards and everything.
And so. The curtains. You've got curtains up.
We had so many comments about the curtains when you posted that picture on Instagram. Everyone was like, love the curtains.
Yeah.
So you're going for a drive-by after this, aren't you?
We are. I am. So, we are. I am.
So you can give us a little update.
Pray for me.
What do we think we're turning up to?
Naked house.
Naked house.
Okay.
I'm going to put bets on naked house.
Because someone was meant to be there today.
Sounds like a game show.
They were not.
Naked house.
Oh, what's that show where they reveal a naked
house? Naked attraction.
Yeah.
Naked
attraction.
I think I'm going to turn up and they're just going to, it's going to be the same as it was 2 weeks ago.
And do you think it is just empty promises? Is he just a bit of a...
Let's hope not, because he has a lot of our money. So, Ian, if you're listening, can sort it out.
Is he still just messaging for money as well? Like, here's a new bill.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start messaging and be like, need $9,000.
So, yeah, that's my update. Aww. I'm just going to, let's just think positive.
Positive thoughts. I think it's watertight.
Yes, okay.
It's got a roof. It's got a hat on now.
Watch
little
this
felt
space.
Hat. Yeah. Little felt hat. Oh, bougie. I'm picturing one of those like little Peter Pan hats, like felt hat.
Yeah. Maybe green as well. Just
we'll see.
All right.
I find crazy about all of these is if I received a message that was a bit curt and like, you know, like frosty, I literally like, what am I going to do? And then I'm reading it to other people. Ooh. And I'm like, I cannot imagine the back and forth, because you just want to be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how No, you know, no. Like, it's just really like, oh, it's very like grown up and mature messaging. Whereas I'd like,
because it was always well planned out, as in I didn't message back quickly.
Yeah. I think that's the thing when you just,
oh, you could get caught up in the moment very easily. Right, so we hit Jan. Do you require notice for me to come over? If so, how much notice? I'll probably be in Manchester on the 14th of Jan. This is the 7th of Jan.
Did your bumhole just drop out at this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
no, that was my bra strap.
Oh, was it? I was like, I thought it was your elbow.
So he said, would it be possible to be with the girls? I need to visit a couple of hospitals. He's claiming he's going to move. I think there's some like message previous to that that he's going to try and move back to the UK.
Yeah.
So I just put, oh, for a new job or is it an interview? He put, Fern, please, is it okay for me to come over and be with the girls, please? Oh, never mind. Sorry I've asked, because that's like 45 minutes after. And I just put, get a grip. I'm not here to answer your questions immediately. Once I've sorted out when and what we can do, I'll let you know. So he said, not a problem. I said, we do have plans on the afternoon of the Saturday, but we could see you on the evening of the Saturday or during the day on Sunday. I said, which one can you do? He just put, oh, thanks for that. I said, well, which one? I'll let you know as soon as possible, but probably both. Let me see.
Well, he's coming over to the UK to see them.
But he's claiming he's not. At this point, well, he's claiming he's coming over for some, like,
hospital thing.
Yeah, to get a job in a hospital or something.
Right. That will be planned in. Do you know what I mean? Like, he'll have a time for that. So, like, any other time is essentially free time for him.
Oh, yeah, but like, he can fit his friends. It's the control, and, isn't it, that you need to have over someone.
I get mad just thinking about him.
Then on the 10th, travel's cancelled. Can I call them?
Travel's cancelled?
Yeah, so he just says travel's cancelled. And then later that day, okay, these people are simply not professional. The travel is back on. Whenever possible, let me know what suits you for Saturday and Sunday. It would be nice to spend a full day with them. So I just put, Sunday is best. Thinking about it, we could go to Redcliffe Market. There's a painter park. There's food stalls. It's all inside. Lots of tables. They can bring some other activities. It's right by the Metrolink. We'll be there from 11, but we'll need to leave around 4. And then he goes, perhaps you didn't understand me. I would like to spend the day with the girls, the three of us, but thanks for your suggestion. At this point, like you say, my arsehole's falling out. Like, he's absolutely not taking them anywhere. So, I'm not polite anymore. I just put, are you deluded? I've absolutely not misunderstood. I think perhaps it's you that hasn't understood the situation. This is it's completely out of the question. It will not be happening. The girls haven't seen you for nearly 4 years. During that time, you haven't even bothered to consistently contact them over the phone. And at the moment, you're not far off just being a stranger. As I've said previously, this is something that has to be built back up. It absolutely does not begin by jumping straight into just the three of you, especially after the bizarre ordeal you've put us through over the last 2 years. Or have you forgotten about that? There is no chance at the moment you are spending any time with the girls without me being there. I've told you when we're available and I'm more than happy for you to spend that time with them. You do have a lot to do in regards to rebuilding your relationship with them, as neither of us know how the girls are going to react to when you just reappear. And then he just put, the park will have to do.
It's the fucking do not wish
to join any fight. I will be there for such a short period of time.
Oh my God.
So I just said, glad we're on the same page. You need to think of the girls in this. I said, and I responded to where he said the park will do. I was like, it's raining and cold. We'll be at Redcliffe Market at 11. He said, I don't have a car. I can't just get to Redcliffe like that. I said, it's right by the Metrolink. You'll be okay.
Also, you need to, like, you're suggesting something that the girls will enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So he needs to be on board with that. Like, take your two to a park. Yeah.
It's never about them. It's never about.
And that's my issue.
Yeah.
Like, take them to a park in the middle of January. They're not going to entertain themselves. Like, they're not going to enjoy that at the best of times.
I can't remember where his best line is. He says something about frolicking or something.
Frolicking.
Oh. And then he said, and just to be clear, we're not on the same page. We have shared custody. I just don't want to be a part of a stupid argument, as I just prefer to spend some quality time with our daughters. And I just put, please, can you explain your version of shared custody over the last 4 years? Fern, please.
Because he can't answer it. I believe it's enough has been said. If you can come and pick me up and get me to Radcliffe, then we'll be there. Then I'll be there. If not, choose a different location.
Oh, can you imagine? Toodles, I'm just going to pick you up. Like, what? Why would you
do
that?
Anyway, I then just sent a screenshot of what shared custody means. Shared parenting, shared residence, joint residence, shared custody, joint physical custody equals parenting. Time is a child custody arrangement after divorce or separation in which both parents share the responsibility of raising their child with equal or close to equal parenting time. Just like up there.
So at this point, you've booked in at Radcliffe Market.
I've booked in for the paint apart. I don't even know if you booked in. I think it's just like they're open, so you don't have to book anything. So nothing's like...
So you were doing the really adult thing of, I'm going to be there with the girls.
Yeah.
He might...
We'll go and paint apart. We'll eat some food. If he chooses to turn up, that's on him.
And did you tell them that he was coming?
I think I might have done, because that's a lot otherwise to turn
up. It's like
up.
An ambush, yeah.
Bearing in mind, at this point... I have gone to the Trafford Centre and bought 2 air tags. One I've sewn into a scrunchie that I've put in one's hair, and one, it was my friend's, helped sew it into like the tongue of her boots. Because I just had these visions. I'm like,
he's going to grab them.
Yeah. Because then he starts asking for the birth certificates. Again, he's just like, oh, it's enough. Are you going to pick me up? Why are you complicating things? And I put, I'm only being reasonable. I'd be more than reasonable. The only thing that I have in mind is what is best for the girls. I've chosen a place where there's things to do that they'll enjoy to help try and ease any awkwardness. They both love crafts and it's just a really relaxed place. You're more than capable of using public transport. and I said, but not a park in, or like you can suggest somewhere else, but it's not going to be a park in the rain. And he put, they should be playing with their father, not crafting. Jumping, running, laughing, not crafting.
They like crafting. Piss off.
And then I just put, you're living in an absolute fantasy world. He said, that's your point of view and it's to be respected. No worries, I'll be
running,
there at 11.
Jumping, I mean, oh dear.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, I mean.
So what day is this? He's locked in. He's coming
Sunday.
He's
coming on a Sunday. And then he starts asking again about Saturday. I was like, we've got plans. And at this point, like, I'd... Like, spoke to my friends, and it was just like, we're done. Like, we've put it in place. This is what's happening. I'm just not going to, like, entertain any more conversations.
So you bought your air tags.
Put my air tags there, sewed in. And then he sends...
Did the girls know that there's something in this? Like, don't
no,
take out...
No, okay. No. No, that's a bit scary, isn't it?
Well, no, that's what I was, like, thinking. They'd be like, where are you sending me?
Do you want to wear this new fluffy scrunchie I bought you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, good. Get it in there. Don't take it out. Don't lose it. It's really special. She wouldn't take her shoes off the other ones.
I was going to say shoes. I feel like you're safe a bit, but scrunchy.
I was like looking in like their clothes, you know, where you're like, is there like a little pocket that I can like put it in? Crazy. No, anyway, then like I think the day before, I need a copy of the birth certificates. Please have them ready for Sunday. And I put, what do you need them for? Paperwork. What paperwork? I need them. I'm asking for them. Sufficient. A picture will do.
Cool. You can get them yourself. I've said this before.
Yeah, he did go and get them, actually.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He sent me a picture in the end, because I was like, oh, great, have you got them? I couldn't find them. So he sent me a picture of them.
What did he want them for?
So what then turns out is when we go to Radcliffe Market, there is him and a woman there.
So hold on, just set the scene. The girls are sat on a table with you.
No, so they're already in there. We walk in the door and he is off to the left, sat outside a little cafe with a woman. He doesn't introduce this woman. He comes up. Youngest goes and runs over, big hug.
Oh,
eldest is stuck to my side.
Oh,
How
did you feel when your youngest ran up and gave him a big hug?
Fine, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her who is happy in that moment. You know, I'm just like, yeah, okay, like, this is something you've wanted, you know, this picture of, of him and him turning up and, yeah, okay. Like, okay. I'm glad she's happy. This one, he comes over and like tries to like, she's like, I think she gives him a hug eventually.
Yeah,
but he does not introduce this woman.
Because he's always a very much like, oh, give me a hug, give me a kiss kind of person, isn't it? Which like,
swarm, what's the word? And it's like,
just tactile as well. And she's not very tactile, especially like, she hugs me and she hugs my mum. And that's like, that's it. Yeah, so then this woman's just walking around. Like, he then goes off to this table. I'm like, here's the paint apart thing. choose it, obviously leave him to pay for it, which he's fuming at.
Honestly. Well, like, that's why I wanted them running and jumping, because that's free.
Yeah. Because again, all this stuff comes out after, where it's like this woman that,
oh god,
that ends up walking around the market. Me and Charlotte, then Charlotte comes and joins.
So were you? So were you? So hold on, you went on your own, or you with Charlotte?
My mum and dad are in the car park.
Yeah,
hats on, yeah. Sunglasses, hoods up.
So did they see him go in?
No, I don't think so. I think we arrived at the same time, but they were in the car park in case he like tried to leave with them.
I think because there's that other, I can't remember, but there used to be the bottom egg entrance as well, which I think you could see from the car park at the time.
Yeah, so it was just one of those where you're like, everyone's in place.
Yeah.
Charlotte's then come down and meet me. We're sat.
Did I walk the dog down, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I can't believe you went on your own. That was great.
Well, my mum and dad are in the car park. No, I know. Like,
it's just that thing of just seeing someone. Yeah. Like...
Oh, I think that was the bit for me, like...
You're like, when oh my God, is that?
Yeah, like, I almost couldn't look in his direction, you know, when you're like, I want to look, but I can't, you know.
So he goes off...
So he goes off, they're painting a park.
And there's this random woman just sat on...
She's... I say random, like, she's walking around, she's on the phone, she's speaking Spanish, whoever she's speaking to. Clearly they were sat together, he's not introduced her, she's not come over to me.
That poor lady as well, just kind of...
I'm feeling, like, really awkward and don't... Yeah. Like, as in not... about her at all, but just about this situation that I'm very much like watching.
Yeah,
yeah, we have a cup of tea, don't we? Yeah. And they keep coming over, the girls.
Yeah, they
it's
keep
not
coming
like...
back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this that I've been doing. Look, you know. And then eventually they come and ask me for food. They're like, Daddy said to ask you for food. I'm like, cool. Anyway, yeah.
Shared custody.
Yeah, shared custody.
It's finest, yeah.
No, do you know what it is? In his opinion, he has sent me money and therefore why should he? Like, that's his tick box done.
Yeah. He's done the duty and then.
Yeah, so he shouldn't spend any more money on them because he's sent the money. Which turns out was never any of his money. It was all this woman's money.
Oh, and that's so sad. I feel sorry for the ladies. Like,
yeah, and that's where it gets to.
This was her holiday, probably. He's probably said to her, this is a holiday.
No, so what it is was she worked in...
Oh.
Like, in theatres. Not like surgical theatres. Yeah. She was like a nurse, surgical nurse. So I think... he'd maybe like given this plan of like moving back to the UK and she was like she'd maybe looked and she could come with her job,
right?
So there was these hospital things that she was going to. It was her job and she said basically he was trying to like get her to like put him as her translator on this like form or something, and that's how he could also
come
get like come over.
But surely she could speak some level of English. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think so. Like, very, you know, like, same as probably my French and German from my GCSEs. Like,
how are you? Yeah. Where is my pencil case?
Yes, I live on the street.
And you're there in a
surgical... In the northwest of England.
Theatre.
Yes. But yeah, so, like, she contacts me. So this was in June. I've written down a few, like, notes.
So this, by so you meet in January.
Yeah.
You see them the once.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird day.
He leaves earlier than he has to.
Yeah.
He's a bit like, I'm done. Like, let's go.
There's too much crafting.
Too much crafting.
He wants to go and frolic in the park.
Clearly, he needed to go and jump in a park. But because he doesn't care, because actually, like, sitting with two kids and entertaining them 4 hours, and then they want food, and then they want this, and they just ask for more, don't they? The kids are like, what are we doing now? What are we doing
bored,
now? Like, and he can't talk to them, as in, like, he can actually speak, but he doesn't know how to.
Communicate.
Yeah.
Did you feel like after this meeting, did you grill the girls a bit? Like, what was he saying? Like,
no, I think because they were just sort of saying it. I think your mum came down and we all had dinner.
Yeah, we all had dinner at the market.
It was like a nice day. My mum and dad came in from the car.
Everyone's like, put some beanies off. Weapons away.
Our real identities.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, because I know I'd always be like, I don't know what I'd say to him if I saw him, but when he came to the table, I was like,
couldn't speak.
I couldn't. I didn't know where to look. And I'm normally quite good at being able to like gain eye contact with someone.
Yeah.
But I just was like, hi. I don't even know if I said hello. Like, I just don't even think.
I don't think you looked at him.
But then I think to myself, like, he doesn't
deserve it.
Yeah.
That's what he would have wanted, a bit more attention.
Yeah.
Starve them of attention.
Just me like,
So by mid-Feb, she then reaches out to me on like Facebook Messenger.
Which is very short gap.
Yeah, very much, sort of like a month. A month from seeing her there without speaking to her. But then, reaches out. And I've just put a few little quotes on here. She's like, I just wanted to speak to you because I think I've been dating an abuser. And I don't, like, and at this point, I think they were actually still together. Because she was like, I don't know what to do. God. Like, he just lies all the time, but I think it's me, is it me? And she kept being like, is it me? Like, what have I done? Why am I upsetting him so much?
It's so sad. And eventually,
like, the more I told her about, like, what had gone on, she was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense.
Did you feel comfortable enough that this wasn't a trick?
I think at one point I was like, is it him? Could be him. But so what? Like, yeah, hear what you've done. Like, I'm not lying.
Yeah, okay.
So even if it is, but then, yeah, like... It turned, like, I think she'd added me on Facebook and I was like, you know, when you just look through, I'm like, it's legit. So whether it's him on her Facebook account or...
Yeah.
But no, this if there is any chance that this is a woman that is in need of help, I'm not just going to be like, don't want to speak to you.
Yeah. Did she say he'd abused her?
Yeah, he'd thrown her into a fountain or something in winter. They'd had an argument.
Oh, God.
And she was like, it's just so horrible all the time. Like, he's so mean. But is it something I've done to provoke him? Like, am I provoking him? What am I doing wrong?
Did she have children?
She had two older children, but she said they'd never met him. They were 16 and 19 at the time, she said.
Okay.
But they'd never met him. And she was like, I'm so glad. She went, because, you know, he's told me all these horrible stories about you. She went, but the only thing I saw was, like, a mother looking out for her children and scared for her own children. Yeah. And I said, well, yeah, that is what you saw. Like, what was I going to say then? Oh, yeah, the stories of me. I was like, do you mind telling me, like, what have you heard about me? Because I always know, I've always said, I'm the psycho in someone else's story. Like, I'm the bitch, I'm the awful person. So he found me in bed with another man. Funny, what, with the baby attached to my boob or what? Like,
so is that the story of how you finished?
No, then I'd hit his other child.
Oh, fucking hell. It's not funny, it's like so shocking.
Because so I'd like beaten his other child up and then he'd left me. Oh, he'd obviously forgiven me for cheating on him or something, I don't know.
My God.
Which, obviously, so this poor woman, I think eventually she's like, yes, she told me everything about, like, we were going to move to Manchester. I was looking at hospitals. He wanted to be my translator.
So interestingly, what do we think his angle was for trying to get her to move back to Manchester?
I don't know. Just
because it's obviously not to spend time with...
Well, I don't know if it was even real. Like, as in his head, do you just tell a story? And because he needs to be with his children, he needs to be there.
But... He might also have wanted to come back to the UK. I think there was almost a better life for him back in the UK, like work-wise. Like, and at this point, he doesn't have a British passport.
No.
We're out of the EU. We can't just come and work here anymore. Like, he doesn't... I don't know, is a green card the thing, but...
I don't know.
Like, I don't know how...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how it works now, but... Jeez, so, like, he's looking for a ticket in, and if she can give it...
Yeah, so then she told me all about the...
The money
that she'd been sending him. She was like, has it... She kept calling it pensions. I don't know if, like, that's just a Google Translate thing. She was basically saying, like, I am using Google Translator. Like, sorry about that. She kept calling me firm with an M on the end. I was like, I'm just going to have to, like, take it at this point.
firm.
She was like, oh, I was sending him €700 a month.
For you?
Because he'd said to her that I was restricting access because he wasn't sending me this amount. Oh. She went, so have you been getting it? And, like, I've written down when I got it. So from November to Feb, it sent £300. And after that...
In total, or £300?
£300 each month.
Okay.
And then it dropped to, like, 150 by, like, June. But they mustn't have been together anymore. So he was trying to keep it up, trying to, you know, like, I don't know. But, yeah, he'd basically been
taking €300 gap there, though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, she'd been sending him €700 a month. She was like, he was living in the horrible shared accommodation. She went, and then I found out he's taking drugs. And
I think I was going to ask, do we know if he was still on drugs? Because that would...
So that's the point where I think, having gone there, she was like, he's unemployed. So she's basically been funding his whole life. She then said things like, oh, she'd been in touch with his girlfriend between me and her.
Okay.
So there was one in England.
Yeah. The furniture lady. Yeah.
Then he'd moved to Spain for this woman who I think, like, he'd potentially, like, probably cheated on me with a lot. There was, like, messages sometimes and, you know, like, he'd talk about her, but he was always like that. Like, just talked about women in ways of, like, oh, yeah, just, like, that's just my friend. And, like, because he'd go and visit his daughter in Spain.
Yeah.
But I think he would just go and sleep with this woman.
Yeah.
So he'd gone to Spain to be with her. The one that we saw at the market was then like, she's now in hiding. She's like had to go to like therapist because like he has really like abused her. Like,
didn't know that.
Made her like fear for her life. He'd like threatened to kill her. Like really, really awful relationship with her. And he told her things about like us and our marriage. And apparently like, he was only with me because my parents had money. He claimed to have stolen £40,000 from his delivery job. I'm like, how could he have even stolen that money? Like, he was just a delivery driver. Nowhere did he have access to these. But like, it was almost like bragging. Do you know, like this, like, actually what had happened was we'd sold this house and you got a bit of equity in the house. Like,
yeah.
But he told this grand story of like stealing from a company.
Which is like, what? Like, why would you want to be?
Just so odd. So, yeah, we've got this one in hiding that's when he went to Spain. We've got this one that's finding out that he's actually an absolute... Oh, she said as well, she works in hospital. She was like, oh, my friend's a psychotherapist.
Yeah.
And we went out for a drink one day and he told me to leave him immediately because he's a narcissistic psychopath.
Yeah.
Just from, like, wandering out with
him. Wow, cool.
She's doing her job, that woman.
Yeah. Nothing that we haven't already diagnosed him with.
No.
But wow. Who was I talking to? And he's like, I'm a psychotherapist. And I was like, well, we're going to stop talking to you now. I was like, don't tell me how damaged I am yet.
It's just crazy because he's prolific.
Yeah.
And it's that. And then obviously we get the message through our Instagram,
the lady after.
So do we think there was one in between?
No, so there was me, moved on to one in furniture lady. Then he went to Spain to the one that's
now a shell of a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we've gone to this one that we met at Redcliffe Market. And then the timeline fits that then the next one is the lady that's messaged us into our podcast Instagram account. And she had some really good stories for us after episode 2 of this came out.
Oh. I did notice that his dad is following us on Facebook now.
I know, because we made a Facebook account.
What? Sorry?
And the friend that lived with us.
Yeah, I was going to screenshot it and send it to him. I nearly said his name then.
Sorry.
The best man at the wedding.
The best man at the wedding, yeah.
Yeah, who he Boxing is still Day. Friends with. I was like, we need to be on Facebook. So
Mike was the one that told me. It was like, you guys have got a Facebook account. And obviously, I'm like, bruh. But
so you can just...
That is hysterical.
Yeah.
I mean...
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there in the world. I mean, he is who he is, but...
Have to have that.
Yeah, because on Facebook,
translate.
When you set up a group or a new Facebook page, you can invite people to like it. So I just invited...
We invited everyone. We were
everyone
like,
in our contacts.
All of our contacts.
Okay.
Oh, everyone is following it. It's great.
80 already.
Maybe I should do it from... Send the Instagram to all of my contacts as well.
Absolutely.
So we're back.
So we then, after we've recorded episode 2 of my story... We get more messages from this lovely woman. And she put, hi girls, yesterday my friend sent me the link to the second part of your podcast and I felt it was only fair to say hello to the three of you and also to thank you. Oh, I love that. After listening, I was finally able to laugh along with you and see the funny side of the story, how incredibly pathetic someone can actually be. At the same time, it helped me realise that everything I lived during our relationship was a lie. There isn't a single thing he told me that was real. And although maybe that should make me angry, I think it actually gives me some peace. Because it shows how weak he is if he needs to invent a whole fairy tale life. He even told me that his mother had the same cancer that he made up. So when she'd heard that, she was like, oh, that's the same one that he'd made up by himself.
At least he's fairly consistent with his...
You know that one now, don't you?
Yeah. You've done the research.
Yeah. I even paid for a trip for him to go to Lisbon with his eldest daughter so that the girl could spend some time with her grandmother and say goodbye. But I found out that was all a lie because his daughter sent me some photos on WhatsApp of her with her grandmother and she looked younger and more alive than me. Oh, girls, honestly, we have material for a movie because you can't imagine the crazy stories he's told me about his life in England, or should I say his travels around the world with Fern, or his thousands and thousands of thousands of pound wedding in a castle, all paid for by him. I basically just said, like, love that, like, you know, we're seeing the funny side, that we're sort of moving on. Yeah, we could definitely have a little Netflix series. And the world travels is our honeymoon to Dubai and the Maldives that my parents paid for as our wedding gift, and the wedding that they also paid for, which we know, like, was a party in a big house, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
you know, we went to Costco and we bought loads of stuff. Let me find a good bit. Okay, so in the universe where he was inventing it himself, he told me he'd been abused as a child. He raised his siblings but left for England at 19 and became successful and rich. He met you, bought a huge house, paid for your fairy tale wedding, and travelled the world with you. Everything paid for by him. While he worked, the nanny looked after the girls, and you supposedly went out partying with your friends. He came home to cook dinner for them and put them to sleep and to clean the kitchen so that you would find everything perfect. He then also said that he owned a big delivery company with many employees and offices all over Manchester. He was a busy man, but such an amazing father. His eldest daughter then visited for a few weeks every year, and according to him, you were so jealous, and one night you took her out of your bed and threw her onto the floor. He then grabbed you, and I went crazy. The police were called, and I accused him of abuse, and that's how I took his children, his house, and all of his money. And that's how he ended up with nothing in Spain.
Oh, my God.
I wish I had his imagination.
Hello.
Like, can you imagine if I had a nanny and was out? Like, it's just...
So far from the truth.
So far from... Like, it's literally... You know when someone... He's, like, told his life, but as if it's me. So it's I was the nanny for him so that he could go out every night...
On a drug-binged
do what he wanted. He would then, like, shout at me if I didn't have his dinner cooked, shout at me if the house wasn't tidy. Like, it was... Do you know when you're just like...
He's deluded.
Like, how much do you actually...
He has proper issues.
Yeah. And I think this is where I've always then tried to be fairly understanding. Like, I always think everyone deserves a chance. Like, if you are making, like, the inroads to, like, make yourself a better person... And I always want to give that chance, but I'm like, no, it's getting worse. Like, to the point, just dangerous now. Like,
Especially
well, drugs are not going to help that, are they?
But the more that's come forward, and it sounds like the kind of the further on he's got with other people's relationships, the more abusive he seems to have.
That's what I mean. They seem to be getting worse and worse.
Do you know what's crazy is to me is like all the other women find each other and reach out.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, like... Where that's because this is the best one where she's actually managed to get him like serve some court papers, like, and had him arrested for like abuse.
It's amazing.
So it's like that's catching up with it. And it's this, it's like the less control he has, the worse you have to become, I guess, like the more awful you have to become to try and, you know, it didn't work before. It didn't work to control me. I had too much of a supportive family around me and like friends and people that just were like, there for me, so he couldn't take that control from me.
I'm now starting to think, I wonder
so you wonder if his girlfriend before me has found it
that he used to work with. Maybe I'll just drop it in a little Facebook message.
Do you not have her on Facebook? Is she not one of the ones that you've sent that out
potentially
to?
I feel like she could have like deleted me because she was obviously like suspicious of me as well.
But yeah, that's
Charlotte, you dodged a bullet.
That's where we're at.
My love life's so good.
Yeah, he's in hiding somewhere. Well, that's what she's like. She said he moved away to sort of avoid these court papers and whatever else. But that the only friend, like she said, the only friend that he has maintained was like the best man at his wedding, who still, she was like, lovely guy, but like, I don't know how he's still friends with him.
I think he's gay.
You know, if we can all, if he can have a fairy tale mind, so can I.
You don't have to put that in.
I was going to say, is that going in?
But you've also just said his name as well.
Oh, did I? Didn't realise.
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, yeah, then we're up to the point where...
Current day.
From then, yeah, it's been very sporadic with contact, in and out. Hasn't been in contact now for over a year?
From what?
2 years.
Because of the amount of people that have come forward now and because of the severity of... I'm going to say the claims, because obviously we don't know what's gone on. Has that made you think now, if he was to get back in touch, would you attempt to stop contact? Or are you happy for...
I don't think I would introduce contact with the girls lightly. As in, like, I'd almost need to see that someone has changed. Like, I would need him to be like, I've done this. I lied about that. I did. You know, like, to actually, like, own up to some of this. Yeah. That's the only way that I can see glimmers of me going, maybe. But other than that, my eldest doesn't want contact with him. My youngest has pretty much decided, and as much as the decision maybe has been taken away from her because he's not contacted her, she's been like, oh, I think I'd be the same as my sister now. Like, I don't... If he called, I'm not sure what I would do. I'm not sure I'd want to speak to him.
Yeah.
And I like that she's trying to take ownership for that. Like, she's like, no, like, that would be her choice. And very much now, they're old enough now that I would sort of be like, I'd assess the situation first. If I thought there was any glimmer of something, which I can't picture.
Yeah.
I would then only do it on their terms. It's up to them. Because there is still that thing of like, well, I don't want you to get to, you know... when you've got your own social media accounts and he finds you that way. You know, like, I almost want it to be that there's still this conversation with us, that it is something that we talk about. And I honestly don't know. You know, I can't picture it.
Yeah, I can't picture a world where he really reaches out.
No. I think he's just, that ship might have sailed now. Because, I think because they're older as well. And
he knows that he can't manipulate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to say things to me, like, in messages, like, oh, you're brainwashing them. I'm like, but when, like, my eldest didn't want to speak to him anymore, what lies is... I think he'd even say it to him, it's like, what lies has your mum told you or something? And he'd always hint, he'd be like, oh, your mum's boyfriend. And the one was like, what? Like, pissing herself laughing. I'm like, the concept is not that funny. That I could have a boyfriend. But to her, it's absolutely hilarious.
I remember you saying that they saw his name on like a Netflix account or something and they didn't even register that that was his name.
Yeah, when I like logged into Sky or something, I was trying to like get a movie. Do you know the movie that you had for it, like when you bought it, but it's like on an account? And it came up with our names together, my name and his name. And they almost like read it out loud and it didn't even clock that that was their dad.
So crazy.
Mm. Yeah. It's not something... I ever hear talked about, and if I ever want, like, I would never bring him up in front of them.
No.
Yeah. What's the point?
Even now, like, if we've been talking about doing this, I think on Boxing Day, and I was like, Mr. Charismatic, and not even like, you know, it's just over their heads, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we've completed the chapter on that. Unless there's anyone else wants to get in touch because you've had some experiences.
Oh, don't.
No, I hope there isn't, but I do just feel so much stronger having had all these people reach out. And I think just like knowing you're not on your own with that. And, you know, if you've been in a similar situation with your own Mr. Charismatic, like, it's hard, but there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Just got to take that power back.
Yeah.
Yeah, not keep quiet, I think, is the key there.
like actually speaking to other people has been
almost realizing it's not you. Like most women that reach out have said, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Yeah.
That's what is so sad. Then you doubt yourself first instead of being like,
yeah,
he's a knobhead.
Well, let's call that one done, shall we?
Good shit only.
Good shit only. I need to think of one on the fly.
I have got one.
Go on, Larissa.
So for Christmas, we were obviously hoping to have a big house full of joy and people and stuff. So my mum bought from Aldi one of those karaoke microphones.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas didn't happen for us, but... the microphone.
Oh, you've been doing the microphone anyway.
Every day. I'm just sat there on my own. It links via Bluetooth to your phone.
Oh.
So I play the music.
Is it one of these like my daughter's got?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
it plays music through it and it's got like little colours and
doesn't have colours. She's a she's a unicorn. She's a pink unicorn. I am loving it. My son's loving it. Has found a newfound like kind of wants to sing.
I'm a star.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes, you are a star. Yeah. And it was so cheap, but just so good.
The best
that
present.
Reminds me of, for Christmas, my sister got my niece that game from TikTok where you have a little microphone and then you like turn it over the card and you have to sing a lyric with that word in.
It would just be a single word.
It would just be a word like...
love.
Yeah, and you'd have to be like, what's love got to do?
Oh, she's doing
it. And you have to grab the mic. But we had so much fun playing that on Christmas. And we didn't even play
tree.
Competitive.
Oh.
Tree.
Rocking around
the Christmas tree. Oh, yeah, that's a good
couldn't
one.
Couldn't do that one. I was like, tree?
Oh, we should play the game. I'll bring the game one week and we'll play it.
Okay,
for the
we'll
guys.
Do a little round.
Maybe it could be a little bonus.
Bonus episode.
Yeah.
If you want to hear us sing.
Everyone's like, no. But yes, cheap and cheerful.
But brilliant.
Joy it's brought. There you go.
Lovely.
Well, on Christmas Eve, we decided before we were going to have our little picky bits feast to go to the local park. Girls on the bikes, me and my dad just walked there. Bumped into Nicole from work. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
And her lovely husband, Sean. And... they were so lovely about the podcast.
Oh, that's
like
so
obviously
nice.
I speak to Nicole at work, but yeah, her husband was just like, oh, it just sounds so professional, and like he knew someone else that does a podcast. He's like, I can't tell the difference in like the quality and the editing, and I was just there like,
did
no.
you say that to me?
I am the editor.
Yeah,
but yeah, thanks guys, we love your feedback.
I always find it funny when I talk to boys that listen to it and they're like, some episodes not always my vibe. That's why when I saw the chef at work, I was like, you listen? He's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan wasn't a fan of the period bit before his
hi
feature.
Jonathan.
Oh, did he get a like a shout out though?
Loved it.
Oh my god, me losing my shit, but you're welcome.
Right, come on Charlotte, give us some good shit.
Good shit only. I've been going to the gym again.
Yeah. Woo!
And I feel like I say that every 3 weeks.
Is it endorphins?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say pheromones. I'm like, wrong one.
Because I always think of them as like little happy dolphins. Endorphins, dolphins. Yeah. That's how I used to revise.
Yeah. Is this what you mean when you say you've been revising?
She's just there going,
yeah, but I don't forget
dolphins,
it, do I?
Dolphins.
No. That's another piece of good shit. It's like my mum does help me revise a lot with my exams. Oh. And she asks me the questions. And when I can't remember things, she's
like... does
she
do the dolphin movement?
She'd be like, right, let's think of it like a dolphin. A dolphin is happy and it's like swimming. So it's after exercise. Even though you've just pulled it off the top.
It.
My mum is so good at doing stuff like
that's
that.
So
she's
cute.
Like, let's think of a way of remembering it. And I'm like, what? It's never going to work, but
does.
Stuff
you're
sticks.
In your exam going, dolphins are happy.
I definitely did a
click, don't they?
The internet was not ready.
I know.
Oh no!
You weren't looking at Charlotte. She was clicking that.
I was on a keyboard, but I think in my head, like these are my little fins, and I'm swimming.
I don't think they have any at the front.
They have them at the side.
And don't they have that?
Dorsal fin.
Yeah.
Funny.
Anyway, we've not even had
you're
sugar
so
today.
Welcome for that little snippet.
And you got two bits.
That was Charlotte.
Like
a dolphin.
It's been caught in a net. A trawler. Sorry, I've lost it. I I've gone. I'm off the edge. Bring me back in.
Reel you back in that net.
Sorry. What did we have for lunch? So that quinoa.
It was that beautiful rainbow salad. You just
given you all the colours of happiness. Yes. Oh,
yes. All the pheromones running around. I think pheromones like a skunk, like
well, it is. It's your smell, isn't it? Like when the boys smell you.
But
like,
I just think of just someone. <on there. laughs>
Okay, let's stop. You're welcome.
Right. Well,
and on that bombshell.
See you next
say
week.
Say goodbye. No, never mind. Don't forget to like.
Oh, go on.
I don't know. What is
carry
it
on. Don't matter. Like,
I
subscribe.
You would have always known. Well, no. Anyway, like, subscribe. Hit the bell, subscribe, like, leave a comment.
Thumbs up.
Do the things.
You just go forwards and then backwards.
Just in case you forgot what I said 2 seconds ago, I've repeated it. Maybe I need to hand over this job.
Okay. So just, you know, follow us on everywhere. Instagram, Facebook. You can watch on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always forget that one.
Yeah.
And you'll have just seen me swimming like a dolphin.
Caught in a net.
Right.
Bye. Have a great week.
Bye.